Last night these two bouncers and one room's alright. The other one's a scary and his way or no way. Totalitarian, he's got no time for you. Looking or breathing how he don't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you. And there's no way you can say behind the go through to the bit where you pay. And you realise then that it's finally the time to walk back past 10,000 eyes in a line. And you can swap jumpers and make another move. It's still in your brain, you've got something to prove to all the smirking faces. Why can't it be pleasant? Why can't he have a laugh? He's got his hand in your chest. He wants to give you a dub. But secretly, I think he wants you all to kick off. He wants arms lying everywhere and balls as well. It's just something to talk about, a story to tell you.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford's 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
nothing is left to your imagination. The time on your hands has already been wasted. Beautiful defeat, again we meet down this long
not forget. This is Nate Bowman from Calhoun Tree Fire and Rescue, to reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
Ah! boys and girls, London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing, except for the rain and the truncheon thing. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in, meltdown expected, the wheat is going in. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. I live by the river, to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go in alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in, engines stop running, the wheat is going thick, a nuclear error. But I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning.
It's 20. live and direct, rocking the scene. Breaking on down for the B-boys and B-girls, we're in to do they thing. Pump it, louder, come on, don't stop, and keep it going. Do it, let's get it on, move it.
Come on, baby, do it.
And whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
I put myself up high. I never thought that I would come down. But your gravity pushed and pulled me till my feet hit the ground. Thank you.
16 and 6 feet tall in a crowd of teenagers coming out of the zoo. She stumbled, started slipping, fall, teeter-tottered on the diaper pad and leather shoes. I happened to catch her and said, maybe these ruby shoes are a little cumbersome for you. Maybe for you. But not as shaky as I must have seemed, talking junk through a giggle, little teenage dream. And on the phone I could not compete, my dumb luck, fake confidence was getting weak. And for a sec I thought I sounded sweet, but sure enough in a gruff, faint voice I heard myself speak. Share a kiss, but I feel like I can't go through with this. And I bet we could build a home, but I know the right thing for me to do is to leave you alone. Leave you alone now. So you probably won't get what I'm going to do. I'm walking away from you. It probably don't make much sense to you. But I'm trying to save you from all of the things that I'll probably say or do. Call me a fool and say I'm doing exactly what a coward would do. And I'm beginning to like you. It's a shame, what a lame way to live, but what can I do? I hope you appreciate what I do. I'm a martyr for my love for you. A martyr for my love.